This is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent for the Wildcat Extension District. One of the outcomes of having a high lambing or kidding percentage is that you'll likely end up having some bottle babies. While some females may be able to raise triplets or even quads, it might be necessary to remove newborns from large litters. Before initiating artificial feeding, you should first try to cross-foster the newborn onto another dam that has sufficient milk. The best way to graft newly born lambs and kids is to rub the fetal membranes and fluids of the foster ewe's offspring onto the one you wish to graft. There's also lots of other methods. As with any baby, it's important that newborn lambs and kids consume colostrum during the first 24 hours of life. A newborn lamb should receive 3 ounces of colostrum per pound, divided into several feedings. It may be necessary to tube feed them. If colostrum is not available from the dam, try another doe or ewe on the farm. Perhaps you have a stash of frozen colostrum from a previous farm birth. You can thaw that out in a hot water bath. High heat or microwave should not be used to thaw colostrum because that will destroy the antibodies in the milk. Artificial colostrum can also be used. After colostrum feeding, lambs and kids may do all right on other milk replacers or milk, but they'll do best if they are fed species-specific milk replacer. Follow label directions to mix it. It's recommended that milk be fed cold, about 40 degrees. With cold milk, there's less tendency for overeating, thus helping to prevent bloat, diarrhea, and other digestive upsets. Feeding cold milk is essential if milk will be offered free choice. Small groups of lambs or kids can be fed using a nipple bucket. For the first few days, lambs and kids should be fed frequently. As days pass, the frequency of feedings can be reduced. They generally need to consume 10 to 15% of their body weight per day. More frequent feedings will help prevent overeating. Lambs and kids should be vaccinated for overeating disease and tetanus by the time they're 6 weeks old, followed by a booster shot 3 to 4 weeks later. However, if they did not receive adequate protection through the colostrum, they'll need this vaccination by 3 to 4 weeks of age. In order to wean lambs or kids early, because milk replacer is expensive and artificial rearing is labor intensive, it's essential to train them to consume dry feed as soon as possible. By the time they're a week old, they should have access to crate feed with 18 to 20% crude protein. The biggest challenge is constructing a feeder that cannot be stood or played in. Weaning at 30 days is possible if they are big enough and consuming dry feed. 6 weeks is common. For more information on selecting which newborns to bottle feed, vaccinations, or feeding hay, give me a call at the Labette County Extension Office, 620-784-5337.